Again, I'd like to extend on mudita. And we have been working on mudita as diagnosis and treatment. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, I was talking about four groups, and today we can go back to basics and we can work on the first three, because the last one, which is the people we have conflict with, it takes time to feel something good in those people. So today we look at ourselves, and then we look at more of our family members one by one, and then our teachers, some of our teachers, parents and teachers, the families and teachers, they are the second group, and the third group is the workplace. There's our colleagues, and to think about them. And when we say our colleagues, remember the Metta Sutta we have just chanted. We say Uddham Adoja Diriyanja, three words. Uddham means higher. High, and then ado means low, lower. Diriyanja means vertical, which is the same position as us. So you can choose three friends, one or three colleagues, one who in some way is higher, is ahead of you in terms of social perception. Social perception in study, maybe somebody who has accomplished before you, and in terms of social setting, somebody who is better known, who is better placed socially. So choose that person and try to relate to that person's hard work, effort, and success. Ato means lower, somebody who is not as fortunate as you are. Among your colleagues, choose that person to relate to the goodness, positive things, contribution of that person. Diriyan is someone who is on the same level as you. So you may choose one such person and trying to see the goodness and success of the person. Because when we do so, we can see if we feel threatened by someone who is doing better. If we don't feel threatened, if we have no fear of this person's success, there is another aspect, which is to think very highly of the person to the extent that we become obsessed and perhaps blind to the person's, to that person's strength and weakness. We apply on, say, for example, when people are obsessed with star, film star, movie star, media star, like that. And they are blinded. They are blinded by their extreme devotion to those celebrities. This can happen with our teacher. This can happen when we really love our leaders, our country's leaders, organizational leaders. In Burmese, we say attention, which is the opposite of looking down. Looking down. Looking down on someone and is a hindrance to emotional development. Somebody who is unfortunate, and we should have compassion for that person. Instead, if we look down on that person, look down on his capacity, his her capacity, inability, shortcoming, and sometimes we only feel good if we see people who are not doing as good as we are. So these are the subconscious negative emotion that mudita helps us to diagnose. So when we see them, we can stop mudita for a few seconds, bring in non-judgmental mindfulness to acknowledge those reactions before going back to mudita once again. Being obsessed with people who are doing a lot better than us, and looking down on other people who are not as fortunate as we are. These two reactions, one is to the one who is more fortunate, the other is to the one who is less fortunate. These two, they are related. So when we look at a fortunate person, a successful person, either in our family, among our teachers, among our friends, our colleagues, what we have to do is, you know, to bring in mudita. Look at their effort, their success. Of course, the key to mudita is to cover as many people and as many categories as possible. Especially here, uddang, adocha, diriyanta, those three. Diriyanta, the people who are equal to us. We look at them sometime. When they have a bit more of success, we feel uneasy. We feel insecure in ourselves because other people have succeeded, have done it, have been there, but we are still working on it. But that kind of insecure feeling leads to jealousy. So when an insecure feeling becomes jealousy, jealousy is part of anger, is part of dosa. We can feel easily irritated with the person's behavior. In that moment, our reasoning ability is subdued. It's not active anymore. Because the fear center of the brain, the amygdala, is active and not the anterior cingulate cortex, which distinguishes information, part of the reasoning ability in the brain. So it's very important that we work on what mudita has diagnosed it for us, has been diagnosing for us. And those negative reactions, they are dukkha. So we feel the pain, we feel that pain mindfully. And then acknowledge the pain, be with the pain. Breathe in and out, slow and gentle. And then return to mudita. If you find it difficult to go back to the same person, then you just start with yourself once again. That will be fine. Dinenya mudita chang samme. Manea pure mudita dhamma. Mudita ka yoga le sha phui re, se le ku re. Yoga sha phui re niya ma di ne po pi ra le le na na sha phui nai ao so pi ro. Manea ayon pyu de mudita ayon le ku. Nao song tu khu ko pyan pi ro shao cha lai me. Di ne da tha lai me. ปรมาสงฆ์ทั้งคู่ไปลงเลยนอกสงฆ์ทุกข์ฉันทาจินเนี่ยทีนี้ด้วยฉันทาจินเนี่ยก็พาลงสู้โกเนี่ยไม่แตะได้ลูกโกเนี่ยซึมไม่ปี้ได้ลูกโกเนี่ยสกามญาพูดได้ลูกไอ้ลูกด้วยมุทิตาหลุดน่ะขณะนี้ฉันทาออกนัมเบอร์
จูซามุริเปลี่ยนตุยบาไอ้ลูกจูซามุริตุยโหชีตรงอ่ะกูสามุยเปิ้มอ่องแกเฉยถ้าให้จูซาได้อัตตะไหนซงจูซาได้อะไรเปลี่ยนตุยมีกูอยู่วิริยะกูเปลี่ยนไปแล้วคงอยู่ได้ไอ้ลูกคงอยู่ได้ขนาดมาสามุยเปิ้มจาลูกผิดอะไรอาไงหมดสวยเลย trauma any trauma with your loan in my Mahou Yin, Samu Jara Jang Mupyo Yin, Say Tama, Jang Seika Sui Ni, Trauma Pin Ni. Edi Jang Dui Deng, Kanagua Lepe Deng La Re, Jua Da Re Deng La Re. Edi Trauma Ka, Siddhi Zai Yoko, Amyaji. Oza Anna, Deyao Ta. เราหมดแล้วถ้าจะเปลี่ยนตุยเปลี่ยนตุยกูเลิกแน่ๆกูชูซากระเดอัญญาด้วยเลิกแท้ตังกะวะวิสสะเลิกแท้อุโชยปัญสัญญาโยอภิญญาอยู่ปัญสัญญาโยอันนี้ฌานจินในพุทธะแท้ตัวส่วน 4 นั่นก็สาธารณภพภวยดิเวิร์คช็อปดิเซมินาร์ดิอเนกสงโกเจ็งหลอกลุบไปโกเจ็งใส่เจ็งหลอกลุบไปตะนี้ก็2เจ็งไม่กล้าอะไรลุบได้คามาเป็นแม้นเลยจ้าว่ามีแล้วลุบจ้าเนี่ยโกก็เลยอ่ะญาณนี่แหละลุบปูไปแล้วญาณล่ะ
အဲ့ဒါတွေပြန်တွေးကိုယ်ခံခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပြန်တွေးမုဒိတာဖြစ်တယ်ဖြစ်အောင်ဖြစ်တည်တည်တွေးရမယ်စာသင်္နာတွေလည်းပဲကိုယ့်ရဲ့ကိုယ်ရေးတဲ့စာတွေရေးတဲ့အစီတွေစာမျက်နှာနဲ့စာမျက်နှာနဲ့ရေးပြီးသားတွေပြန်တွေးတွေးပြီးတော့ဒီမှာကြိုးစားပြီးတော့ရေးထားတာအဲ့ဒါတွေပြန်တွေးပြီးတော့မုဒိတာဖြစ်ပါစာကြည့်တာတွေမုဒိတာဖြစ်ပါ ကိုကြည့်တဲ့စာအုပ်ရေးတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေသူတို့ရဲ့ကံဉာဏ်ဝိရိယသူတို့ရဲ့အားထုတ်မှုကြည့်ပြီးတော့မုဒိတာဖြစ်ပါနံပါတ်နှစ်မိဘနဲ့ဆရာသမားမိဘဆွေမျိုးနဲ့ဆရာသမားတရားစီတရားစီတရားစီဆွေမျိုးမိဘတွေသူတို့ရဲ့ ဆောင်ရွက်ချက်တွေသူတို့အားထုတ်မှုတွေသူတို့ဘဝမှာရှိတဲ့အရာတွေအဲ့ဒါတွေတွေးပြီးတော့မုဒိတာဘဝပါမုဒိတာဘဝနဲ့ခါမှာတခါတခါစိတ်မဝင်စားတာလေတွေးလို့မရတာလေဖြစ်နိုင်တယ်ကိုယ့်ရဲ့မောင်နှမပါပဲဒါမဲ့သူတို့ရဲ့ဝန်သားစရာအကြောင်းတွေးတာချက်ချင်းတွေးလို့မရဘူးဓမ္မနည်းကပြောတယ် စေမဝင်စားမှုဆိုတဲ့ယောဂတစ်မျိုးပဲအဲဒီဟာကိုသတိပဋ္ဌာန်လေးနဲ့လက်ခံလဲရမယ်သတိပဋ္ဌာန်နဲ့အတိမပြူရမယ်ခိုးခိုးလည်းပဲအပြစ်မတင်တဲ့မုရိဒာရဲ့အာယုံဖြစ်တဲ့ကိုယ့်ရဲ့မောင်နှမဆွေမျိုးသားချင်းကိုလည်းပဲအပြစ်မတင်တဲ့
အာယုံကြည့်လို့မရသေးဘူးမုရိဒာမဖြစ်သေးဘူးအော်ဒီနေရာမုရိဒာမဖြစ်သေးဘူးသူတို့ရဲ့အောင်မြင်မှုတွေးလို့မရသေးဘူးစိတ်မဝင်စားသေးဘူးဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါလေးကိုအဲ့ဒီစိတ်အနေထားလေးကိုလက်ခံလိုက်ပါဒါအရေးကြီးတယ်ပြဿနာကိုလက်ခံလိုက်တာပြဿနာကိုအတိမပြုတ်လိုက်တာတံခေါ်ပဏိတံဒုက္ခအရိယသစ္စာပရိညေယဓမ္မစကြာထုတ်တယ်မှာရှိတဲ့ပြဿနာကိုအတိမပြုတ်ပါ ဒါကပြဒနာပြေလည်ဖို့ဖြေရှင်းဖို့အတွက်အရေးအကြီးဆုံးအခြေခံပဲ။ဘီရင်တကယ်လို့အဲ့ဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်အပေါ်မှာမုဒိတာပြန်ပွားတာပွားလို့မရသေးဘူးဆိုရင်ကိုယ်အစီအရာနဲ့ပြန်ကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ပြန်ပြီးတော့မုဒိတာပွား။ကိုယ်ကိုယ်ပြန်မုဒိတာပွား။ကိုယ်စူးစမ်းခဲ့တာပြန်မုဒိတာပွား။ ပြီးတော့ကိုမူရီတာလုံနိုင်တဲ့မောင်နှမတွေမိသားစုတွေသူတို့ကိုတဖန်ထပ်ပြီးတော့မူရီတာမူရီတာပွားပြီးမှခဏနေတော့ငါအခက်အခဲတွေ့တယ်ဆွေမျိုးတယောက်သူကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့မြတ်တာပွားပါနံပါတ်3ကတော့ဒီနေ့အတူပွားစေခြင်းတာလှုပ်ဖို့ခံပဲတယ်လုပ်ငန်းမှာလှုပ်ဖို့ခံပဲတယ် အဲလောဘကံဖြစ်တဲ့မှာဩဒံအဒေါသတိရိယံစာဆိုတဲ့မေတ္တာတုတ်ထဲအရလို့ဩဒံဆိုတာကကိုယ့်ထဲတာတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုယ့်ထဲမြင့်တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ယာထူအားဖြင့်တော်၎င်းအတိညာအားဖြင့်တော်၎င်းလူအများလက်ခံတဲ့နေရာမှာတော်၎င်းအဲလိုနေရာမျိုးမှာကိုယ့်ထဲပို့ပြီးတော့
အမြင့်မားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်အဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တရားရှာပြီးတော့မုဒိတာပွားပါဒုတိယအချက်ကတော့အဒေါသဆိုတာကကိုယ်လောက်ကံမကောင်းတယ်လို့ကိုယ့်ရဲ့လောဘကံဖက်တဲ့မှာကိုယ်လောက်စွမ်းရင်မရှိသေးဘူးကိုယ်လောက်အတွေးကြုံမရှိသေးဘူးကိုယ်လောက်လူသိမများသေးဘူးကိုယ်လောက် လုပ်ငန်းတွေမကျွမ်းကျင်သေးဘူးအဲ့ဒီတရားကိုရွေးပြီးတော့မုဒိတာပွားပါတဲ့သူရဲ့လုပ်ငန်းနောက်တစ်ခုကတိရိယင်္ဆာဆိုတာကတိရိယင်္ဆာဆိုတာကတန်တူတဲ့လူလို့ပဲဆိုပါတော့နောက်အထက်ရဲ့အောက်ရဲ့နောက်ပြီးတရားကအပြန့်ဆိုတာကတန်တူတာပြောတာပေါ့ level ချင်းတူတာ
เลเวลจริงดูไอ้ปกโกไอ้แท้แล้วไปเตี่ยวอยู่พี่ดอกมุทิตาปวงจีบาทีแท้มาตะคาระคาตรุเยออมิมุตรุเยกังกั่วเด
positive qualities
เดเสมวนซาดาမျိုးဖြစ်တတ်ပါတယ်ဖြစ်တတ်ပါတယ်ไอเดียမျိုးဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုရင်မနေ့ကပြောတယ်
disinterest
สิทธิ์มวนซาบ่ซื่ออะไรหาดิอติมาผุลายดิปยัตนาเลยชื่อนี่เลยสรุปอติมาเลยผุลายโคลุคุลุขึ้นนี่เลยตะดิปทานนี่เนี่ยแอคโนเลจลงไปเพิ่นไม่ปีเนี่ยสิ้นจริงสิ้นแล้วได้ไปบ่รู้ ดูได้หลุได้ผิดแต่ไอ้อย่างว่าไอ้တော့มะเนี่ยเนี่ยทีนี้เนี่ยเปลี่ยนพี่แล้วชုံးหน่อยเองเสิมวนซ้ําหมดสรุปตะคาตะคาโกยออมิหมดโกเสิมวนซ้ําเปลี่ยนพี่แล้วตุยล่ะมั่นญาณเราရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ခံစားမှုဖြစ်တိမဖြစ်တော့အဲ့ဒါမျိုး ทีนี้อ่ะရှင်းแก่พี่ရှင်းပြแก่พี่ทีนี้จ้ะเนาะโกยะมอนุมะแท้มาย่อเสียตมะฤทธิ์แท้มาย่อนาบิ่รอลุบพอกันไปฤทธิ์แท้มาย่อตรุเยออมิหมุกโกตุยจิได้คําเสมวนซาดาตุยโลไม่ย่าดาริเลทโลโลไม่ย่าอ๋อสัสสันอยู่โลไม่ย่ามะเมียนมุอะไรမျိုးฤทธิ์ผิดแต่ อะไรမျိုးผิดได้ส่วนเองอะเราลักษณะอ๋อทีนี้มันไม่อยากอยู่ทีนี้มาคันนี่แหละนะวินิจฉัยเลชูใช่พี่รออ่านี่ก็ลักษณะพี่พอพี่รอทิ้งชาได้นัมเบอร์ 1มีมีโกกรุณาปวารานอกนัมเบอร์ 2 แท้มากูโพพี่รอยินนี้โพพี่รอ อ๋ออาจะปุ๊บพี่แล้วอาญาปุ๊บพี่แล้วจีญูได้ปกติสิไอ้นี่เปลี่ยนซะพี่มานั่นๆเลยปวางแค่ได้ปกติสิเปลี่ยนอยากออกตัว15นาทีเตียไทม์มั้ยพี่มาไม่คุณนี่มีไหนมา
The time is up now. We can dedicate our practice to the Triple Gems and to liberation from suffering. Imaya dhammanu dhamma padibadiya buddhan guje Imaya dhammanu dhamma padibadiya Imaya dhammanu dhamma padibadiya sangham bhuje Atta imaya dhammanu dhamma padibadiya Jadi jara, jadi marana ma, padi mujesa. Dhamme bunya, asawakaya, wahang hodu. Dhamme bunya, nibbanasa. Pajayo hodu Rakhang sabha satana Dema ujema Sumiti naimi yamina Haukasradaka Laisang arami ma lai sen kamba Dang sen dang long nai Tim bi jim sang Vinaya sata wa na sa cha wa la Ananda sa cha wa la Dang sing kento Hum hum chum chum Sadhu anumodana Lai hap kusu bondi Hing bing gan sing sing Sakam loida Sadhu 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 Dhanamya, silamya, tawanamya, hau zau ka dang seng dang lo, ya do hong do ha, him am lai, kun him am lai, sat hua him am lai, yon pak pang wai, Nak maku cai hau ka Tho dao ho diya sisa Amatam nipana Tikat yin sakam luita Sadhu 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 vandami bhante sabha abharatankha madhami bhante maya gadang bunyang samina anumodhidhapa samina gadang bunyang mayang dadhapa Sadhu, sadhu, Anumodhami Vandami Abhi Vandana Silisa Nichang Vodham Bajayi No Chattaro Dhamma Vatandi Ayu Vannu Sukham Bala any questions and comments. Microphone. Sally Panyateri.
Instead of perception,
I use the word emotion. Like and dislike is, they are emotion. In the Satipatthana, there's called abhijja domanasam. Abhijja is like, domanasam is dislike. That's what Paul Sero says in one of his books, that these two emotion, like and dislike, they represent the whole five hindrances. So you can see both like and dislike. They coexist and they support each other. They support each other. So just by acknowledging them, acknowledging the pain they cause, only then we clear the path for mudita. You can see how mudita is also in this way, mindfulness-based mudita, how it's effective in diagnosing what is there. So if you, it's not my research is other people's research. So if you accumulate maybe about 8 hours of mudita meditation like this, working on, I'm using mudita to diagnose maybe like and dislike, then you acknowledge them, using mindfulness to acknowledge them, to be aware of them. You can see those like and dislike, they come out of subconscious mind, subconscious habit. When you bring in mindfulness, which is conscious activity, conscious function, when you bring in mindfulness, within a few seconds, you know, they get weakened. When they become weak, now there's opportunity for mudita to grow. And those emotions, they are like weeds. So when we remove weeds, mudita, which is like a rose, will grow by itself. We just need to pay a bit of attention. You make a good point. In this, I'd like to describe this method first. This method is necessary that we do mudita on the people who have never done anything for us, total strangers, and then who have hurt us, who have criticized us, who have create, you know, a lot of a bad feeling in us. You know, we need to work on those people one after another, and work on the people we disagree with. Maybe their political opinion, maybe the religious opinion, maybe the social opinion, like this, you know, we work on them. That is to go after the sources of threat. The Visuddhimagga uses the word wary. Wary, that's enemy or threat, the source of threat. If we go after that, we will face, I mean, that will bring up, it will diagnose a lot of hidden, dormant, subconscious habit. So we clear them bit by bit, like we do today. And then we, at some point, we no longer see those people as a threat, as opinion. When the emotion changes, the perception also changes. The emotion and the perception, they are closely related. When that happens, we should sit longer. When we sit longer, we go one after another, you know, through this. There will come a point where the barrier between the first group and the second, between you and your family, okay, the interest in that in that success is the same. Meaning the barrier is getting lessened and lessened, maybe getting smaller and smaller. Then between the second group and the third and the fourth. At that time, the difference is that this is my parents, my teacher, this is my enemy, my threat, this is a stranger. That notion, that perception also fades away. At some point, only the feeling of mudita remains. The feeling of mudita remains. At that moment, we can bring in vipassana. Yeah, Sīmāsambhedā. Sīmāsambhedā, that's the barrier that we put between different groups. So the diagnosis is about working on this. In the Metta Sutta, dittāvā yeva adittā yeva. When you see people and when you don't see them, that affects your mudita. You see? That affects your mudita. Dure vasandhi avidure, near and distance. The distance also affects our mudita, our emotion. So the height, the sizes, and all those things, you know, they affect the way we look at people, the way we feel about people. So when those things no longer trick our emotion, I would say that our mudita is on the path. Is on the path. At that moment, as you can see, tension that comes from like and dislike fades away this evening. You can actually focus on that. That, okay. That tension is conditioned. When its condition is no longer there, it's not there anymore. We can look at the link in terms of Patijasamuppada. Yeah. Earlier, we didn't see dislike was there. As a result, we react. The reaction was disinterest. Being disinterested in their success. Now that we have discovered dislike, meaning no more avijja, When we look at this, we see this with this, there will be no more reaction, no more sankhara coming. The cause and effect is here and now. Is for people who have got very good samatha and vipassana combined technique like you, you know, this is an easy practice. At the back.
Thank you so much for allowing me to ask a question as well. In response to Xiaoli's question, she just explained that like and dislike, they can coexist. Yes, and they can support each other. Mm. Can you please elaborate it for me?
I have seen many Sierra going to Europe, some of them highly spiritual, you know, meditation teachers. When they like Burmese food very much, subconsciously they dislike English food. They find it very difficult to eat English food. And one day, in 1996, we went to Wales to open the Samatha Trust Meditation Center. It was a farm before the party, very lovely place. They invited every nationality of Theravada, because the Sri Lankan, the Burmese, the Thai, and at that time I had just arrived, newly arrived in England. The good thing is that I was as a Sri Lankan monastery, and I know their language to a certain extent, and I speak Thai, I speak Burmese. So I was asked to be there, to receive all the three nationalities and also the English Sangha. One day we had whole night chanting according to the Sri Lankan tradition. After the chanting, you know, we wash our face and then we had our breakfast. The breakfast, the English breakfast and Caribbean breakfast, because they had some Caribbean members. So they made very nice breakfast. Sri Lankan Sierras and Thai Sierras, Myanmar Sierras, they couldn't enjoy it. And the Sri Lankan Sierras, they say, Ani Baribune, meaning there is no Tao, no Baribu is Kalabe. And the Thai Sierra, they say, Jut mak, meaning it's so light. It's so light. So when we like something, they like their own food, the Thai like that Thai food, the Sri Lankan like Sri Lankan food, they automatically exclude many other options. They are not open at all. They don't enjoy, the menu they enjoy is getting narrower and narrower. Another thing, actors and actresses, if you like some of them, that will breed dislike toward the others. That is why in the list of five hindrances, like and dislike, they are kept together. They are kept in sequence, they are kept one after another because they are just so related. And another one is that you like something and somebody has it. Somebody has what you have. This can create a lot of anger. I tell you a story. A devotee of mine, you know, he really likes a sports car. He works hard, he is very clever. So he owned a sports car. It's more than 100,000 pounds in England. So he was very excited. And one day he drove his car and he came to a traffic jam. He stopped. All of a sudden, another sports car came and stopped just next to him. He was so furious because that sports car made his sports car insignificant. He no longer feels unique. You see? So attachment to his car makes his emotion vulnerable. So like and dislike, they are related in that way. Sally Pia Tessi, anything? I gave you another one, maybe that the earlier interpretation wasn't quite precise for you. You can look at one successful person and one person who is miserable. I'm trying to find something good in the miserable person. Try that. Sankhamnidya.
Good evening, Sarah. I would like to know, I found place meditation very useful, but probably not every normal practice. So, for example, if a person is a leader, this person is very important because leading so many people. And if the leader could not like what we do here, like we have mudita with the people, maybe lower than us, they one day, they learn well and they have better skill and they would have a better performance than him or her. And then if they felt this is threatened, then it starts to suppress these people that are below them. I see there is a danger. It's really very danger. But then, not everyone practices this method. And how So for us, if we have this kind of negative emotion or this shortcoming, maybe the effect is not so huge. But if he or she is a leader, it's really great impact to the society, to an organization, or even to Buddhism.
We are simply starting from where we are. Where we are is that people have that perception. This person is doing better, this person is not doing as not, is doing as not as good as this person. That's what people have. That's the perception. What we're trying to do is we're trying to bridge that gap. We're trying to overcome that gap. Otherwise, we get stuck in there. The first thing we do is we recognize the perception that is there. That is there. For example, if I recognize Sarah who have done a lot more Dharma talks, a lot more teaching, a lot more meditation than me, then I reflect on how much effort they have put into that. They have put into that. Then I simply feel joyful for them. How do I get there? First, I recognize what I have done. That I go there. Meaning, I go there after I have dealt with my own insecure feeling. So I can recognize their success better. Maybe not fully yet, but better. There is a lot of interest in their success. This is a positive thing. And when I then I can reflect on new people, you know, who are a lot younger than who are just starting to do lecturing, to do writing, to do Dharma talk like this. Because I know to give one Dharma talk, how hard is it? And I appreciate my own effort. So I can appreciate that effort easily. So now what unites the people who are more experienced and more successful than me and who have less experience and less success than me, what unites us is mudita. In that moment, I no longer ignore the success of somebody who is less experience. And I no longer feel frightened by the presence of someone who is more experienced. This is how mudita is, if you don't mind the word, is leveling everyone. Okay? Just using the thread, not the thread, the string of mudita. To buy everyone. Of course, you know, is a perception, is worldly perception that this person is more successful. But when we do mudita, we are not going to institutionalize those positions. Rather, okay, we acknowledge the success all around. People who are more experienced, people who are less experienced. If we don't do this, sometimes we feel frightened by the people who have more experience to speak in front of them, to work with them like this, you know. I have seen people, you know, not speaking out in front of those people. And again, when a junior is speaking, they pay less interest. One of the reasons I like Oxford is that my professor, when I was a student, whenever I gave a talk, he always come. He would always come and listen. And when we go to conferences together, international conference, he would look at the timetable and look at his students. And he would let go of the more, experienced professors speaking in some of the rooms. And he would go in and out of different rooms just to listen and encourage his student. And for me, in order not to feel frightened by his presence, you know, I would do mudita, that his father was a refugee from Vietnam, that they worked very hard to contribute to academic knowledge. Both father and son, they are very well recognized. And when he was doing his BA at Oxford, he was doing a double degree, classic and Sanskrit. Sanskrit was self-taught. And he is the one who introduced Theravada Buddhism to Oxford University. So I think about it. So whenever I see him, you know, not only that I don't feel frightened, but you know, I ask a lot of questions from him because, you know, I feel I can connect with him through mudita. I have one colleague, one student nun from Taiwan. She wouldn't meet him maybe for about 6 months like this, because you know, once she got one negative comment like this, you know, she felt very hurt by the negative comment from the professor. For me, because I have a lot of mudita, then when I do Karuna, for me, usually I work on my limitation. I use my own limitation as the object of Karuna. Then I also do Karuna for him. I also, you know, accept his limitation. And whenever he says something not mindful, you know, I can easily forgive him. But this is the person I do Karuna and Mudita often. If it happened to a person, you know, I have not worked on this kind of thing. Sometimes a small mistake is enlarged in my mind, and I feel so troubled by that.
So if let's say you saw a person that have like this kind of problem that couldn't have mudita to others, so what could you do to help?
You know, the lack of mudita is painful. I want to say this today. Lack of mudita is painful. We just don't see that pain. You know, we have to pretend that we are strong, that we are okay, we are happy, everything is smooth. But instead, you know, we know that happiness is not there. We have to look for happiness. Actually, that's not happiness anymore, because happiness depends on inner peace. When I cannot do mudita on one person, meaning related to this person, there's no peace in me. So if one person cannot do mudita on me, then that person has no peace whenever he or she thinks about me. I have to feel the pain of that person. Otherwise, that person will become a threat to me. My mind will feel frightened by somebody who doesn't recognize my achievement. You see? If somebody neglects or maybe belittles your achievements, you should do karuna straight away. Otherwise, that will affect you.
Sometimes I feel that, like, okay, like, let's say I have any achievement, okay, do not need to acknowledge by other people. I mean, you do it, what is the motive that you do this thing? If it is your duty and then you just do it, so you do not need other people whether they acknowledge you or not, doesn't matter.
I applaud your thinking. I hope your subconscious mind agrees with what you say. Because subconscious mind is very different. Very different. And if I come here today, okay, you put you put cushion for everyone. If you forget to put cushion for me, for me, and then how would I feel if I'm not mindful? Straight away, you know, I will feel a grief that okay, I'm being overlooked, I'm being ignored. You know, so we all, let's accept that we need to be part of the society to feel safe. To feel safe. Even the society of the people we don't know, if they recognize us, meaning they would treat us with respect as a human being. You know. And not that we expect that recognition. But we recognize, we expect their acceptance of us as a member of human society. You know, people have all sorts of reason to chuck each other out of society. This person, okay, if a person has a different opinion on all of us, then you might see some of us, you know, making joke of that person's opinion. This is because the joker, the person who is making joke, feels threatened and is justifying that this person doesn't belong here by informing himself that way, he feels good. Whether or not this person is kicked out of the society is a different person. But in his mind, he has already cut off this person. That kind of emotional upheavals, you know, ups and downs, happens all the time. Happens all the time. If in a class, if somebody behaves differently from others, it's very important that we have this kind of mudita, karuna mudita, to relate to them. Otherwise, you know, young kids, as a 7, 8, 9, up to maybe 16, 17, when somebody is different, they would bully him. And that's out of fear. They feel threatened by somebody who is not the same, who doesn't share their value like that. Mm. Okay, I hope we can continue mudita for 2 or 3 days and then we go to karuna. We go to compassion. Actually, we should have started compassion first, but it's okay to start mudita because you all have meditation experiences. Okay.